Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Mario, I just tried to get some office supplies from the storeroom, but the door seems to be stuck. I couldn't get into the room.
Oh, that's strange. Did you try pulling it hard? It can be quite stiff.
Yes, and I even asked Gareth to help me, but neither of us had any success.
Well, would you mind calling the maintenance department and asking them to come up to fix it? We'll need to get in there for supplies throughout the day.
No problem, but I need printer toner right now. What should I do?
Marriott Supplies is located just across the street from our office. Just buy some for now, and I'll make sure you're reimbursed later.
Number 32. What is the woman trying to do? Number 33. What does the man tell the woman to do? Number 34. What does the man say about Marriott Supplies? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. I saw an advertisement for your restaurant in a local paper, and I'm interested in holding a company dinner there. Can you give me some more information?
My pleasure. When you hold a corporate event at Raffles Restaurant, your group will be seated in one of our beautiful private dining rooms. You'll be given a choice of 3 set menus, each of which includes 5 courses, and none of our rivals can match our very reasonable prices.
That sounds great. I'm actually recruiting several new employees in October, so I'm planning to welcome them by taking them all out for dinner. Number 35. How did the man hear about Raffles Restaurant? Number 36. According to the woman, what makes Raffles Restaurant different from its competitors? Number 37. What will the man do in October? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers. Thanks for coming in today, Ms. Tracy. We've finished drawing up plans for your new location, and the contractor, Mr. Tucker, is here too if you have any other requests.
It's nice to finally meet you both. I can't wait for my restaurant to move into its new location. We really need the extra kitchen space.
You also mentioned having a terrace for outside dining?
Yes, as long as it's possible to use some of the parking lot area.
That shouldn't be a problem at all.
Wonderful. But will it add much time to the work schedule? I need to be operating by August. That's when the county fair is, and the restaurant makes a lot of money during that time.
Number 38. According to the woman, why is the restaurant moving to a new location? Number 39. What addition has the woman requested? Number 40. According to the woman, why must the work be completed in August? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Richard. I didn't expect to see you here. What kind of book are you looking for?
Hey, Anita. I'm actually looking for a book on software development. It has always been a goal of mine to create innovative computer programs.
That's interesting. Actually, I have a friend who works with computer programs. He's a programmer for a business software company. He'd maybe be able to recommend the most useful books to you. Would you like me to give him a call?
Wow, that would be nice. But I don't mind asking him myself. I might include several other questions as well. Do you think he'd mind if you gave me his email address?
I doubt it. I'll text it to you later today.
Number 41. What goal does the man have? Number 42. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Number 43. What information does the man ask for? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Anthony, are the preparations for the company excursion going well?
Yes, they are, Miss Jenna. All flights and accommodations are booked, and now I'm finalizing the activity schedule for our employees.
Great. As I mentioned earlier, one of the activities will be a hike on Mount Randall. And I know the mountain well, so I'd like to be in charge of the hiking group.
I'm sure the staff will be happy that you're leading them. Which day do you think would be best for that?
I think we should do that on the Friday. The mountain can get far too crowded on weekends.
I had scheduled a scuba diving lesson for then, but I can change that to Saturday.
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What would the woman like to do? Number 46. What does the man say he will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Connor. I called you to talk about the market research feedback we received about our company's office chairs.
Oh, hi, Bethany. I hope the focus group enjoyed the product.
Actually, much of the feedback was quite negative. I think changing the design of the product made it less comfortable.
Isn't it too late to do anything about that now?
No, I think it would be in our best interests to go back to the original design we had before the recent changes. We had no complaints from the previous focus group.
I suppose you're right. I'll pass on the message to the design team and they can create some new prototypes for testing.
Number 47. What type of product are the speakers discussing? Number 48. According to the woman, what information was disappointing? Number 49. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. I'm glad you were able to come in today, Ms. Harvey.
Wow, your store looks so modern and neat. I thought you just did online sales.
We did, but we've only recently opened this location. Anyway, let's get started. You can see for yourself what other products we specialize in, and I hope that after today, you'll agree to sell your candles through our store.
Well, I would like to be able to focus on creating new scents, but since it's just me, I really won't be able to fill large orders. Do you move high quantities of your other clients' products?
Actually, they're similar to you, selling limited numbers of handmade goods at higher prices. Number 50. Why is the woman surprised? Number 51. Why does the woman meet with the man? Number 52. What does the man say about his clients? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm glad you're still here at the office. I was just looking at the strategy schedule for our Most Oats cereal commercial. Do you have some time?
It's already past 5:30. What's wrong?
Well, I found a mistake. It says our meeting with the CNS network executives is on the 17th, but they already said they weren't available then. Haven't we rescheduled it?
You're right, but we had a quick meeting about it after lunch, and we decided that the 20th would work. Weren't you there for it?
Oh, sorry. I was out of the office for a dentist appointment.
Number 53. What does the man imply when he says,
"It's already past 5:30.
Number 54. What is the woman concerned about? Number 55. Why does the woman apologize? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Andrew and Ivan. I was hoping to see you at this company-wide training workshop.
It's nice to run into you too, Andrea. We haven't seen you since the company trip to Bali last summer. Things have been pretty busy at our branch office.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Isn't your branch busy working on the upcoming global advertising campaign for our new range of cosmetics?
That's right, and it's probably the biggest project we've ever worked on. It's going to include social media, magazines, and billboards worldwide.
Wow. I was responsible for all the market research for the new cosmetics. We got a lot of positive feedback from focus group members, so I'm sure the products will be a big hit.
Number 56. Where are the speakers? Number 57. What project are the men working on? Number 58. What does the woman say she was in charge of? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Jonathan, our CEO, Mr. Molson, just sent me an email. He's been evaluating our new mountain bike, and he's impressed with all the features. The only thing he isn't keen on is the bike frame. He thinks it should be white instead of grey.
Really? But wasn't he the one that suggested grey in the first place?
I believe so, but I guess he must have changed his mind for some reason. I spoke with the head of the design team, and he said it will take at least a week to repaint the bikes that are already assembled.
The project schedule says we should be completely finished by this Friday.
That's true. I'll reply to his email now and make sure he knows that we'll need a few extra days.
Number 59. What did Mr. Molson dislike about a bicycle frame? Number 60. Why does the man say, the project schedule says we should be completely finished by this Friday? Number 61. What does the woman say she will do? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Trevor. How's the seminar schedule for the Technology and Innovation Conference going?
It's going slowly because I'm still waiting to hear back from some of the speakers I contacted. I'm really hoping that Paul Butler will agree to give a talk.
Oh, I just spoke with Paul Butler yesterday. He told me that he sent you an email confirming that he would take the speaking slot right after Karen Singh.
Really? I guess it must have gone to my junk mail folder then. But that's good news. I'll add him to the schedule.
Good. I'm just on my way to the conference hall now to test that the microphones and speakers are working correctly. Let's talk more this afternoon.
Number 62. Why is the man waiting to finish his seminar schedule? Number 63. Look at the graphic. When will Paul Butler give a talk? Number 64. Why is the woman going to an event space? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and invoice. Hello, Ms. Parkinson. Are you here for the catalogs you asked us to print for your company?
Yes, and we really appreciate that you were able to print them so quickly. We're going to mail them out to all customers on our mailing list next week.
No problem. I hope they prove to be successful for your business. Here are the catalogs.
Thanks. Oh, I think you gave me one extra. We just ordered 100 10-page catalogues, but there seems to be one 20-page one here as well. Have I been charged for that one?
Oh, sorry, yes. I'm not sure how that happened. I'll refund that amount to you now. If you give me your credit card again, while I'm doing that, my colleague will carry these out to your car for you.
Thanks a lot.
Number 65. What does the woman say she will do with the printed catalogues? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which amount will be refunded to the woman? Number 67. What does the man say his colleague will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and parking layout.
Excuse me, this is my first week at the company and I was told to come to the administration department to get a private parking space.
Oh, hello. You're the new director of marketing, right? It's nice to finally meet you. In order to assign you a parking space, I'll need your vehicle's license plate number.
Sure. It's K04237. Do you need my employee number as well?
No, that's not necessary. I have all of your other details on the system here. Okay. We're all done here. I've given you the space that's directly across from our CEO's space. You won't be able to miss it.
Number 68. What department does the woman work in? Number 69. What information does the woman ask for? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which space has been assigned to the man?